You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Gemara and Erech in Daf Yud. Domar B'yechin and Mishum Epshim Ben Yatzadek, Shmoina Sayomim, Shayochet Goyme Ben Esahal. There are 18 days, a Yochet, meaning a person, even if he doesn't have a Tzibur, right, says a whole Halal. Tosfos and here, other places, goes into Yochet Halal. That's on the gear right now. Shmoina Yemei Chag. Shmoyni Yemei Chanukah, V'yom Tov Rishon Shal Pesach, V'yom Tov Shal Atzeres. U'bagoy l'chutzarts, Esrim V'echad, 21, Tishri Yemei Chag, Shmoyni Yemei Chanukah, Shnei Yom Tov Shal Pesach, Shnei Yom Tov Shal Atzeres. So you say basically you see here on Yom Tov and Chanukah. So the Gemara wants to know, Taka, why? Maishna B'chag, Chag means Chan Esukas. The Armin called Yom, we know we say a full Hallel every day. Maishna Pesach, we know we only said the first day, first 2 days in Chutzarts, you say a full Hallel. And then there's a minik to say a half hour like we say, which is based on Rabbeinu Chananel and the Rambam, that shouldn't be worse than Rosh Chodesh, which is a minik. But the real din is you only say a full Hallel the first day, or you say on both days in Chutzah. So Gemara wants to know what's the difference Yom Tov of Sukkot. Let's see the last two lines of Gemara. Maishno b'chag d'arminin kol yoma. Why do we say every day? U'maishno b'pesach d'arminin. Let's turn to Amud. D'arminin kol yoma. Why do we say every day on Sukkot and not every day on Pesach? The chag chalukin b'karbonaseyin. Pesach ain't chalukin b'karbonaseyin. In other words, as you know, if you look in your Siddur, look in the Chumash, whatever you want to look at, so you see that the Musafin of Sukkot every day are different. The Pari Achag is Mismatin Va'olchin, as Rashi says. Mashen came Pesach, right? You look at your Siddur, it says first day you say this, second day you say this, third day you say that, because every day has different karbonis. Masha Enken Pesach, you say the same every day. Well, first day, we happen to add the carbon Pesach, but that's only because of the carbon Pesach. But as far as the Musafin, the Musafin are exactly the same every day. So that's the difference. So basically what it means is that you look at Sukkot as each day because it has, you know, as the Gemara's understanding, we'll see from the Gemara's Kasha. Look at the Gemara. Shabbos, the Chalukah, because it seems like Gemara understood now that the reason you say Hallel is because since this day is unique in the carbonus it brings it, that's the day you say Hallel, or a day that has a unique carbon. So Shabbos has a unique carbon too. Lema. So Gemara says, Lo Ikri Moyed. It's not called a Moyed. Later on we'll see that Hallel is based on a Pasuk that you say it on a Chag, on a Moyed. So basically what it comes out like this is as far as Pesach, as far as Sukkot, every day is a Yom Tov. Every day is a new Yom Tov. Being that every day is a Yom Tov for Mela, you can go ahead and say that you say Hallel every day because every day is a new Yom Tov. Masha Enken Pesach, since you're bringing the same carbon every day, you look at it as one unit of a Yom Tov, a seven-day Yom Tov, like Rashi Taka says in Chumash, Shivas Yomim, Shteina Shul Yomim, like a septu, you know, of Yomim, a one unit of 7 days of. So that's what Gemara says. Shabbos is different. Look at the next Gemara, Rish Chodesh Ikri Moyed. The Gemara brings a pasuk. Rashi brings a pasuk from Meicha. So why don't you say on Rosh Chodesh? We know our minig is to say that's a minig. It seemed not everybody made that minig from Gemara and Tainus. Rava once saw, he didn't know what it was. Shramina minig of Hashem B'yadayim. It's a minig. That's where it inspired him. The Rambam doesn't make a bracha. But why don't you take a make it because it's called a mayan and it has chalukah b'kabar naseya. Right? It has both. Lo ikdish basiyas malacha. So another fact that you need is it has to be hikdish basiyas malacha. In other words, it has to be a day that is an issur malacha, and Rosh Chodesh, even though it's a minig for women not to do malacha, but be'etzem there's no issur to do malacha. The ksiv, because the pasuk says, right, the Gemara brings a pasuk in Yeshaya, Shir Yelachem Kaleil Eskadish Chag, that the Shir, which is referring to Hallel, will be Kaleil Eskadish Chag, like the Shir that they sang on the Chag of Pesach. So you see, you need to be a Moed. So far we see three ingredients in order to be Mechayev Hallel. Has to be a day Chalukah Korban Hasein. Has to be a day which is called a Moed. Shabbos is not called a Moed. And has to be a day which is also Basiyas Malacha, which is not on Rosh Chodesh. But that's why by Yom Tov says. So Gemara says, "Im so, Rosh Hashanah v'Yom Kippurim the Ikra Moed." It's called a Yom Tov. It's in the Parsha Me'adim. V'Ikdash Basiyas Malacha, and it has Isra Malacha and has Korbanos too. Lema, why don't you say Hallel on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur? And for the Gemara, says, Paldika Gemara, a discussion between the Bein Hashem and the Malachim. The Gemara knew there was a discussion. Mishum de Rabo, the Amr Rabo, Amr Malachi Asher Asifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rebbeinu Shalom, Mepnei Ma Ein Yisrael, Eim Mshir Lefanech Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. They ask the same Kasha. Why don't the Klal Yisrael say Shira on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur? They should be saying Hallel on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. It's Yom Tovim, Lahoya Yom Tovim, Yisrael Ke Chamishas above Yom Kippur. Rosh Hashanah is also beginning of a new year, right? We've mentioned many times in Maris Shah that the reason you say Baruch Mechayim Esum when you don't see a person that you really want to see after years because he went through a Rosh Hashanah 12 months. So it's Mechayim Esum. It's a new world. It's a new, the Baruch Hashem recreates the world. Amal Lahan, so the Baruch Hashem answers the Malachim. Efshe Melech Yeshua Kisa Din V'Sifre Chaim Sifre Mason Suchen Lefonov. How is it possible that on a day Kisa Yeim Adin that the Rebbein Shom is dining the Sifre Chaim Chas Shom the opposite of Suchen Lefonov Yisrael Oim Shira? So we don't say Shira on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Yisrael Oim Shira Lefonai. Frek the Gemara V'Chanukah. Aye, what about Chanukah? Lohochi. Chanukah has none of the above. Of any of the ingredients, none of the above factors. It's there's no musaf on Chanukah, as you know. There's no issa malach. It's not a moyed in the Torah, right? Klal Yisrael was misakin something called Chanukah, but it's not. Why do you say Hallel then? And for the Gemara, mishum nisa, because of the nes that happened. The nes that happened, so therefore we say Hallel. We say Hallel because of a nes. We showed the Rashbam and Pesachim and Kuf Yud Zayin. Mara says, "Hallel zeh mi tiknu neviim shebehem tiknu kadei sheyem akol perik perik ba'kol tsara sheloi tavolayin v'niglu and have a geula." So Rashbam explains, "Kol perik perik" means yomtiv, and tsara sheloi tavolayin can go in Chanukah, right? So there's two factors that machayv you in Hallel, either the yomtiv, which is chalukim b'korban esayin, and it's also b'malacha. And also a nes, that's Chanukah. So Gemara asks, those of you who learned Megillah know the Gemara asks a similar question. The Gemara asks, why don't you say Hallel on Purim? Purim, the Ika Nisa Lema, why don't we say? Gemara has three turuts. Amar Yitzchak Lefi Sheinem Shira Al Nes Shebechutz La'aretz. You don't say Hallel on a Shira Shebenes Shebechutz La'aretz. The Gemara is going to ask a kasha on that. We'll get to that soon. Another teretz, the Gemara says, is Kriyasa Zuhi Lula saying the Megillah is the Hallel of Purim, but the Rashi Zatzal Rivutin explains it's not the pshat that takes the place, but that is the type of Hallel you say. The Hallel that we say talks about Nisim Gluyim. The Hallel that's said on Purim is the Hallel of Nisim Nistarim, which is the Megillah. And then the Gemara says, "Hasam Alu Avdei Hashem of the Paro over here Akati Avdei Chashreshah." That's the Gemara. So now, Rav Chaim has a psak this way. This would have something that happened in Brisk, where somebody did not say Hallel the first days of Pesach. Hard to imagine, right? How could a person not say Hallel? You go to shul. It could happen. We didn't go to shul, unfortunately. A person could forget to say Hallel. You know, he's not used to saying Hallel. If the Siva doesn't do it, he's speaking, and all of a sudden, this happens, that happens. His kids are running around. He didn't say Hallel, and he came to Reb Chaim all broken. And he asked Reb Chaim what to do. He didn't say Hallel the first day. Reb Chaim paskin for him that kach namtale bebei medrash. It's known in Beis Medrash. So Reb Chaim said to him he should say Hallel, a full Hallel on Chol HaMoed. In other words, let's say the nafkamina would be not only to say a full Hallel, But you know, in order to see it, you're making a bracha. But a Sfaradi, according to them, I don't know how many Sfaradi were in Brisk in those days. But Sfaradi, we're able to make a bracha. In other words, it would be a regular challah. What's the Svara? The Svara of Chaim is very poshut. Let's just tushdel a Gemara and Erevin. Gemara and Daf Mem and Erevin says that if a person forgets to say Shechianu on Kiddush, let's see, you know, we say Shechianu on Kiddush every Yom Tov. If you forget to say it, happened to me once. I was eating with the Bachrim and Rosh Hashanah by night, and the person who gave me the Zmiras, Shechianu was on the next page, and I didn't bother to turn the page. And I drank. And then all of a sudden, I didn't say Shechianu. It was already after I drank. So I made it. You make a new Shechianu. The Gemara says, I tined that you should do it on a kais. Leo Schneider argued with me later about that. That's not the point. The Gemara says that if a person didn't make Shechianu on Yom Tov, he could say it even on the last day of Yom Tov. Let's say Shvi Shal Pesach. He didn't say, we don't say Shechianu on Shvi Shal Pesach. Sukkos is different because you have Shmini Atzeres is a regular b'fnei atzmai, so you can say it anytime. If a person forgot to say Shechianu, he can make it anytime. Meaning the Shechianu is not specific first night. We make it the first night because Kiddush. We make it because Rizu Makdima. We make it the first when it's possible. They were originally masakin it on Kiddush, but really it's a din on the Yom Tov. Therefore, you could say it anytime during Yom Tov. Reb Chaim said in the same vein, the din of Hallel is not specific to the first day. The din of Hallel is a din of, I mean, Hallel on Pesach, they only say one day. I mean, we see it 2 days because it's fake of the Yayma, because maybe the first day was not Yom Tov. But in Etzol, let's say you say it one day. It's not a din specifically in the first day. We say it the first day, but it's a din Hallel on the Yom Tov. And therefore, even if you forget about it and you remember Chol Moed, you can still make it. Shurkin, Zazangazun, the one from Eretz Yisrael, Michal Shurkin, he told me that he heard from Rav Moshe against this psak, and he didn't really know the reason why Rav Moshe said that, no, they were psak on the first day. He didn't get a clear. So I want to say, I said this over to the Novominska 39 years ago. So Taka, he liked this very much, this word, and so it's very chavav on me now, especially. It's not success of Davis Bekever, but we spoke about it, so it's Taka's chus. And to start, let's see Taka the tour. If you all those who have tour, again, I think you know you can get. If you don't have a tour, you can get it on the It's a Chachma. It's Simen Tov Tzadik. Okay, let's take a look. Simen Tov Tzadik Hilchos Pesach. The Torah goes into the Seder of Yom Sheni and Chol HaMoed. We start Yom Shlishi, Hu Chuloi Shel Moed. That's Chol HaMoed, what we call. In the new Torahs, it's Ois Dalet. In other words, they matched it with the Shulchan Aruch. The new Torahs is page Tov Kuf Mem Vav. Kol HaYomim Shel Chol HaMoed, V'Shnei Yom HaChon Shel Yom Tov Kairin HaHalel, V'Ein Goymen Oysa, El Kasher Sabtu Be'el Chuz Vash. On Pesach, only the first day, you say, the first 2 days, you say Hallel. You don't say in Chol HaMoed, and you don't say it on the last 2 days, but then Mitzvah are coming up. That's the Gemara in Erechim. Let's take a look at the Beis Yosef. Kach Mufurish Be'erechim, the Gemara we just went through. V'hosem Yavin and Taim, Ma'ishna B'chag, Damin and Kol Yema, Ma'ishna Pesach, Damin and Kol Yema. The Gemara goes through why we say it every day of Sukkot, why we don't say it every day of Pesach. Then he brings a Shibbolah Leket. Kosa b'shem medrash. He brings a medrash. Herninu parshas sukkah shatam she'en goyim mahal kol yimei pesach ulefi shenitbu amitzvim v'ksiv b'nfoil oivecha al tismach. There is a similar gemara to this. Sanhedrin lamitesa mebeis. The gemara talks about why isn't Sanhedrin talks about Mises Bezdin. Kedai to see the mishnah is in lamed zalim beis when Edom have to come to Bezdin to testify. So we tell them, take a look at the Mishnah, very interesting also, about the Indian of Me'aymin al Edom. They would tell the Edom, you know, if you're trying to kill someone with false Edis, kol ma'abed nefesh achas miso malakos gil ibid oil ma'amale kol ma'kaim. This is in the Mishnah. called Mekayim Nefesh Achas B'Yisrael Ma'ala V'Kosov, and so forth. You say to them, you know, if you're lying, it's a terrible thing, and every person is individually, and every person is B'Shalini V'Leilam. So then, Shema Taima, so after they hear, they're so scared. They say, Ma'alonu L'Tzara Zayis, what do you have to be made for? It says, why do we? Why should we kill a guy? We have a chmanas on him. Right? To when the Bein Shem says abay b'shem, you get rid of b'shem. There's joy in this world. So the Gemara says, brings all kind of psukim. The Gemara says mi chadi kutcher brichu. You see the Gemara mi chadi. Chadi means, you know, a chedva. Mi chadi kutcher brichu b'mapalo alson shurishayim. Since when is the Bein Shem happy when b'shem? The Gemara brings psukim. Gemara says like this: My diksev lo karv zel ze kol halayla by kriyas yamsuf. But it says show bikshu malach hashir asheres leimashir fnekarish. I'm not going to karish bochu. My si yodai toivim beyam va'atam erim shira lefanai. Right, you see that the Bein Shem Mama who ain't a sas avachem. It says the Bein Shem is not happy, but akoponim ain shem the Gemara. Of course, you have to know they did say shira. If you have the safer Likutei Torah, Yeshus Malka from Shila Kutna says, Bekitza, just a very beautiful word, he says, Rahman Atzlan, when they have to operate on a person, right? The family's not singing and dancing. They know it's going to save their life. At the time of the operation, they're sad. Once the operation's done and successful, then there's a happiness. So the Bein Shem had to operate, had to do this. But the Gemara uses this Lashon Maisi Yodai, that's a Gemara. Similarly, let's go back to the Torah now. Similarly, back to the Beis Yosef more correctly. Okay, let's look at the Beis Yosef. He brings a Medrash over there. She bought Kosmisha Medrash. Shatam she'en goyim halal. The reason you don't say halal kol yimei Pesach, the fish and nitmo mitzvah, v'ksid ben poil avech al tismach, and so forth. Because ma'isi yodai toivim bayam. So, the question is, they ask, why does the Beis Yosef see need, or the Yerushalayim, to bring a Medrash? And the Medrash, okay, Medrash could sometimes say different than the Gemara. That's not so shver. But the question is, what purpose did the Beis Yosef bring this Medrash for? Yerushalayim b'shem Medrash. Beis Yosef is not a collection of Medrashim. The Beis Yosef is telling us halacha. So once you have the Gemara, Chalukim b'kor ben Esayin, would he need to bring the Medrash? So, G'daylum said, the Velt says it, B'Shem Rab Aaron, when they put out the Sefer Mishnah of Aaron on the Shmuzim, it's in there, but it's really before him in the Yeshuas Yankov. Yeshuas Yankov, the Greiser Goyen Adar.
You are listening to BenStorah.com.
He asks this, and he basically says, he says what Benji asked. So Benji asked, why don't you say hallel on the last day of Pesach? On the last day of Pesach, right? Let's go back a second to the Gemara in Eruchin. Okay, again, let's hold place. Let's go back to Gemara in Eruchin. On Yud Amud Beis, after the Gemara answered why in Purim we don't say it, so one of the Gemara says, before the lines get wide, right? Amud Beitzach, why don't you say in Purim? Lefisha inoimim shira al neis shebuchutz aretz. Maskef lo Rab Nachum by Yitzchak, Rere Yitzias Mitzrayim, the Neis Shebuchutz. You have it right, like three lines above the, where the lines get wide. Right, everybody has it. Maskef lo Rab Nachum by Yitzchak, Hare Yitzias Mitzrayim, the Neis Shebuchutz. Laretzu, Varminin Halal. We say Halal on Neis of Yitzias Mitzrayim, even though it was a Neis in Chutz Laretz. And the Gemara answers, Kedesanya Achala Nichnus Sulara Israel Arts, Hukshu Kolarats Islam Mashira. Mishinichnus Sulara's Lohshu Kolarats Islam Shira. This klal of Ein Noimim Halal, Nashim Chutzarts, is only said once I went into Tzrol. But Yitzis Mitzrayim, which was before going into Tzrol, then they were able to send Halal on a Nasim Machutzarts. That's the Gemara. What was the Gemara's Kasha? How do you understand the Gemara's Kasha? Gavriel, I see you there. What do you say?
No, I have a kasha on the Gemara, because the reason why we say it on Pesach is not because of a nace, but it's because it's a mayid that has that we have a
see, problem. I picked on the right person, exactly. That's what I wanted to hear. right? That's what I said. What do you have to say? So very good. So Gavriel is asking, what is it? What nation b'chutzlarts? We say hallel on Pesach. The Gemara just finished saying because of the Yom Tov. What's it got to do with nation b'chutzlarts? So this is the Turi Evans kash. Now the Turi Evans says a teretz, which is a beautiful teretz. The shal is, how does it fit into the Gemara exactly? Says the Turi Evans, the Gemara's kash is on the hallel that we say Pesach by night. Pesach by night, we say hallel. It's not clear if he's referring to the hallel that we say in the Agoda or the Minig in Maseches Seifrim that many of us do, right? Especially those that Sfaradim, those who go with Arizal, Hasidim, many in Eretz Yisrael, come out every place. I don't know. The Pnei Menachem once said a story that the Rav, it bothered me, the Lashon Ramah. The Balatanya once came to a shtot, which was not a Chassidish shtot. They made their own minion Pesach by night, and they said hallel. And the Rav came with tainas on him. He says, "How could you say hallel?" He says, "What do you mean?" So he says in the Sech Seifrim, it says, he said, "But the Ramah says ain't on the night. That's not our minig." So he said, "The Ramah is. If you look at the Lashon Ramah, it bothered me always when I read the Lashon Ramah." Lashon Ram is not Veinanu Neugen Kane. Usually when a Ramah says so, it says Einanu Neugen Kane, right? Or Anu Neugen Kach, when he argues on the Beis Yosef. Over here he says, V'anu Ein Neugen Kane, V'ein Zer Minik Shonash Einanu Neugen Kane. It's a very Riches Lashon. So he said that the Rav said it in a Lashon of Tsar. Oi, V'einanu, why aren't we Neugen Kane, right? For some reason, it's not. It's the right thing to do, but the minig's not. It didn't just say ain anu noyin kein. The anu ain noyin kein. Look at the lashon of the. But a kopanim. The Turi Evans says ain achanami gavriel's kasha. What you see is Mitzrayim. It's all about Yom Tov. He says it referring to the hallel of Leil Tezvah. Now, it's a very nice pshat. I ain't sure what he says. The only problem is the Gemara never mentioned saying Hallel Leil Tezvah. We're not talking about it. Unless Staka talk about the Hallel that you say during the Seder, but the Gemara is not even dealing with it. There are Rishonim who have a Girsa in the original Brisa, Hallel at night. But let's leave that. But what's he saying? He's saying it's Anachanami. Besides the Hallel of Chag, like you say on Shavuos, say on Sukkos, there's a Hallel at night that the Turi Evans learning is because of the Nes Yetzias Mitzrayim. So Benji is asking the same way, there should be a Hallel of Kriyas Yam Suf. That's Kriyas Yam Suf. So the Yishus Yankov says, Anachanami. That's the Pshan the Medrash, and that's what the Beis Yosef is coming to say. In other words, he brings the Gemara, why you don't say Hallel every single day of Chol HaMoed. There should be a Hallel of second day, meaning first day Chol HaMoed, third day today, fourth day, fifth day. Why don't you say every day? On that, the Gemara says, because ain emim halal on neis shibuchot. I'm sorry, chaluk. They're not chalukim karbanaseh. But now there should be a special halal of Shvi Shul Pesach mitzad kriyas yamsuf. On that, the Medrash is answering, ma'isi yodai tovim biyam. That even though in the Gemara they have to talk about b'shas. But Stam is for us to always say, since it's a tzar for the Rebbeinu Shalom, Maisi Yodai Toivim Beyam V'Atam Haimim Shir. That's the pshat in the Medrash. In other words, the Beis Yosef didn't just bring another Medrash that says a different reason. The Beis Yosef is saying that the pshat is that if you'll ask me Taka Benji's Kasha, that's what he's coming to say, that why don't you say hello on Kriyas Yamsuf, on the Nes of Kriyas Yamsuf, on that, The Beis Yosef is answering, meaning the Medrash is answering, Maisi Yodai Toivim Biyam. That's Yeshua's Yankov, Yedua Dikavart. The problem is, let's to open up a Shulchan Aruch. Really, it's in the Beis Yosef itself, but the way the Taz says this Allah. Look at the Taz. Let's turn to Tov Tzadik and Shulchan Aruch. Sif Dalid. Kol HaYamim. Everybody has a. You can open Mishabur if you don't have a Shulchan Aruch. I think the Mishnah might even quote the Taz. Kol ha-yomim shalchula shalmoyed, shalmoyed, v'shnei achre yomim Achreinim Shul Yom Tov, Karen Hal Bedila Kamershai. We don't say a full halal, right? Meaning that according to the Svaradim, we don't make a bracha. They don't make a bracha. Zokta Ta, Siv Gimel, Mipnei Shebishvi Shul Pesach, let's take a look at the Taz. Shvi Shul Pesach Nitbu HaMitzrayim. Right? The Mitzrayim were drowned.
The people of Mitzrayim.
Right. And what do we call people who are from Eretz Yisrael?
Yisraelim. Right? And they're not Yisraelim. Only one yud.
We don't have two yuds. Medrash says, every nation is a pshat. They're called that because they come from that country. We are not called Eretz Yisrael. We're not called Israelis because of the country. We're called Yisrael because we come from. The country we have is named after us. It's Yisrael, Yisraelim. We are Yisraelim. And because of that, we have a somewhere place called Eretz Yisrael. Mitzrayim is not called after the Mitzrayim. The Mitzrayim are called the right people you see. They live there and they become acclimated to the culture. We are Klal Yisrael because we have a Torah. All right, anyway. Nitvu Mitzrayim. Amar Kodesh Baruch Hu. The Baruch Hashem says, right? This is the Medrash. Amar Kodesh Baruch Hu. Maisi Yodai Toivim B'yam V'atem Remim Shir. Okay? That's the Medrash. And again, because of Benji's Kasha, the Shus Yankov says, this is coming to tell you, why not Shvi Shul Pesach? But what about Chol HaMoed? How come we don't say Chol HaMoed? Because of Ein Chalukim B'Korban HaSein, as the Gemara says. V'kivin Shebishvi, since Bishvi Ein Goyme Moisa, we don't say full, Al Ken Gam B'Chol HaMoed Ein Goyme Moisa, Shelo Yeh Odef Miyom Tov Achrin. What's the problem with this, Taz?
Well, he doesn't discuss the Gemara said chalukim ain't a chalukim the carbon sand.
More than he doesn't discuss, he doesn't need.
He makes it. No, he gives a different reason.
He doesn't need this reason.
Right.
The Maisi Yadai Toim B'Yam is just needed for the Shvi Shul Pesach. That's right. It. For the Chol HaMoed, you have the reason of
Shein of chalukim same.
Chalukim becoming a saint, exactly. He's coming to say, why not Chol HaMoed? Because it shouldn't be better. So the kasha is, Novominska asked then, what's the, I had the same kashas, what do you need this reason for? Shus Yankov's Teretz is sufficient to answer Shvi Shul Pesach, but in the Medrash, but it's not good enough to answer the Taz. And if you look at the Beis Yosef, he seems to say it too. That's going on all days. So I said he liked it, Chiddush then, and that the Pshat could be, even though, you know, it's hard, the Taz is a safer. That is a very hard sefer to learn. It's very hard to a lot of times to understand what he wants. But could be, it means that maybe, you know, even though it's a mekatzer, I want to ask you a question like this. Let's say in Rav Chaim's tzir, a guy forgot to say halal on Chol HaMoed, on Yom Tov Rishon. Now he comes Chol HaMoed, right? Now comes Chol HaMoed. So Rav Chaim said he should say Chol HaMoed. I want to know like this. What on Shvi Shul Pesach, let's say he would have forgotten on Shvi Shul, the same case as a Pesach, but would he remember on the Shvi Shul Pesach? Yeah? The Pesach case was he came to him Chol HaMoed. Let's say he came on Shvi Shul Pesach. What's the, in other words, let's say this fellow who didn't say, Didn't realize he didn't say, or whatever the case was, he was a Shem Yerachim in a coma, right? And now it's Shvi Shul Pesach, Shem Yerachim, right? Meaning Shem Yerachim in such situations. So now he comes to Shvi Shul Pesach and he wants to say halal. What would you say on Shvi Shul Pesach?
You should say it. Just like Chol HaMoed, this should be no different.
No.
Who's saying no? With Meir?
Meir, yeah.
Yeah, why?
Because Shvi Shul Pesach seems to have a tzad issa to it.
Oh, Chol HaMoed has like a tzad issa. So Gavriel was the one who was speaking before?
Yeah.
Yeah, so Gavriel's saying is the tam for it is a different reason. Tam we don't say because of the nes is Maisi Yadai. Over here you're saying it for a different reason. And Reb Meir's timing is says, no, that day is a, you know, you have a day which is a sad day, let's say, whatever it is.
Right?
Right? There's a, even in the Chayk Yankov, I think it brings, there's a minig to say, Zman Simchaseinu on Shvi Shapesas Achas Hashom Maisi Yodai Tovim Beyam. So even though the pshat is you want to say halakos in a nace, and you say Maisi Tovim, Maisi Yodai Tovim Beyam, but Sof Kol Sof on a day that whatever it means that limited in the simcha, so you say, okay, I'm not going to do the simcha, but I'll do a different simcha. I'll bring it in a different simcha. That's not so posh. Could be you could say that in a chanami, the day is mufka from saying halo. The there's a tour. The tour in Hilchas Rosh Chodesh, right? So the tour says like this. The tour says, yeah, in Simen, in Tov Chof, Hilchas Rosh Chodesh, he brings a Ritz Geyes, they don't say Tziduk Adin, nor it's Baruch Dina Emes Shem Rachem, on Rosh Chodesh and Chanukah, because you say Hallel on that day, and on that day you say Zeh Yom HaSashem Negila V'Nismuch Abba. In other words, a day is a day of Hallel, and the day that you say Hallel is a day of Simcha. The day becomes a, so even though you're saying it for a totally different reason, it has a different day. So in converse also could be, like Rameya is saying, I want to tie in it, that the Taz held that the day is mufka from saying Hallel. Not the pshat only, you don't say because of Maisi Yadai Tom Miyam. Because of Maisi, because of Kriyas Yamsuf, you don't say it. You don't say even because of a different Hallel. Meaning, since that day is a day of Maisi Yadai Tovim Bayam, right, since it's a day of Maisi Yadai Tovim Bayam, so therefore, I can't say a Hallel that even if it comes for a different reason. Let's say all of a sudden, we have a big Yeshua, right? We'll have a Eretz Yisrael that we can have everything that we're supposed to have. And we can really make a Hallel on that day. According to all the Shittas, Mitzvah Shem. Punk the Mashiach said something will happen that we will be able to say how.
Whether
be not because maybe we'll talk about that in a minute. But Akoponim over here, because the hallow is a hallow from Pesach, and today's a day Maisi Yodai Tovim Beyam, then you don't say how. That's what Ramey is suggesting, which I agree. If you say that's what that's true, the Taz holds that way. So he's saying now, okay. So therefore, even in Chol HaMoed, you wouldn't say it. Not like Reb Chaim. Why? Because how could Chol HaMoed be better than Shvi'ish or Pesach? If one forgot, if we agree with Meir's Pesach, or Meir's Pesach, we'll say that if somebody forgot to say it on Yom Tov, he can't say on Shvi'ish or Pesach because the day is Mufka from saying Hallel because it's Maisi Yodai Toivim B'Yam V'Atem Ayim Shira. Therefore, if it's, you can't say Hallel because of the first day on the Shvi'ish or Pesach, so then you can't go ahead and say it either on Chol HaMoed that it shouldn't be better than Shvi'ish or Pesach. That's already that's a Tazus Chiddush. That's what he's saying. That because Shvi'ish or Pesach, meaning on the Hallel that you forgot, you can't say, which means not like Reb Chaim's Psak. Not like Reb Chaim's Psak. Could be in the Kitzur Dvarav, that's what Taz is saying. So Reb Chaim Yitzchak Kaplan asked me many years, I think he was a bacher then, when he asked me this, he says, in Cain, once you have that, what do you need the Gemara Svarah for? Of Chaluk and Berkab and Asayin. Just say that Chol HaMoed can't be better than Shisha Pesach. So I tie it to him now, because if you didn't have the Gemara, and there was a chiv to say Hallel every day, that would not be enough to be Mafkir saying from Chol HaMoed, because Sof Kol Sof there's a chiv to say Chol HaMoed. The svar of that Chol HaMoed shouldn't be better than Shvi, it wouldn't be not good enough. Could be if there was a reason to say Shvi'ish or Pesach because of the Yom Tov itself, there's a special din of Yom Tov, then could be that Maisi Yodai also now, Yesh La'ayin. But I'm saying as far as Chol HaMoed, that you could see. I'll give you some homework. You'll look at the Marsha in Chedushei Agodas in Sanhedrin Lamites on the Beis, in Lamites on the Beis. He asks a certain kasha from this Gemara with the Gemara in Eruchin, and without what I'm saying, it's almost impossible to understand what he's asking. I think the Kitzur Dvarav, the Marsha is saying what I'm saying. The Shaila is what he's answering with. But upon him, that will be a good answer. There's a little more to add to this, but it'll take a little too long. But just the Kitzur was saying things like this, that could be what Rav Moshe Feinstein did not go with this psak. That this Taz is a stick of raya, that if you forget to say Hallel on first days, you don't say Hallel first days, you cannot say it on Chol HaMoed. In other words, being that you don't say on Shvi'i Pesach, like the Shus Yankov says, that even though you have the kasha, like Benji has, Hallel, it should be said because of the Kriyas Yamsuf. And the answer is no, because of Maisa Yadai Tovim B'Yam. And we assume that even if the Hallel was for a different reason, you don't say Shvi'i Pesach, like a mayor saying, because of Maisa Yadai, that day is Mufka from saying Hallel. Therefore, the Taz is saying that even if you're saying Hallel for a different reason on Shvi'i Pesach, which is Maisa Yadai, then you wouldn't say it on Chol HaMoed either. You don't say it on Shvi'i Pesach, even if it's because of the Yom Tov, because of Maisa Yadai's Mafkia, then on Shvi'i Pesach, who would then Chol HaMoed, you wouldn't say it, which is not like the Psak of Reb Chaim. But a Kaponim, Yech Shia, Reb Moshe argued, we don't know the reason, it's not printed anyway, this is what Reb Michal Shorkin just told me when he told it, he heard it from Reb Salvechik, and he said it to Reb Moshe, and Reb Moshe disagreed, but he didn't really tell me reason. But anyway, Yesh La'ayin calls then.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.